Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Is that something your kids ask incessantly on a family road trip? Or is it something to ponder on the journey of life?
Let's peek inside the mind of a boomer. This is Boomer Randomness, a podcast dedicated to the baby boom generation, with random observations about boomer life from boomers, including topics like music, movies, memories, marriage and divorce, retirement, bucket lists, kids and grandkids, travel, medical crap that old people talk about, and a whole lot more. Here is your boomer host, Bernie Lucas.
Remember when you were 10 or 12 years old? A year felt like an eternity. A month did too.
I have to wait till Saturday? That's like 5 more whole days.
When we got to our 50s or 60s, it felt like time flies faster than a jet. How is it Thanksgiving already? It feels like our summer vacation was only last week. I read an interesting reader letter in AARP, the magazine, in which the writer explained the speed-up phenomenon in math terms. She said, as you age, each unit of time comprises less of your life. At age 10, 1 year is 10% of your life, 2% at age 50, 1.3% at age 75. Simple math, she says. Interesting observation, isn't it? I sometimes compare aging to a football field. On the 10-yard line, the other goalpost seems miles away, and it can take forever to run there. When you get to the 50-yard line, it seems like it'll take less time to get to the end zone. The 40 or the 30-yard line, in field goal range. Can I stop the clock for a few minutes or years? I bet 80 will feel like the 2-minute warning. I don't really want the game to end, unless I'm on the disabled list for the rest of the season. Although I think being on the sidelines or in the stands beats not being in the game. Our parents didn't really prepare us for this, did they? Or I know mine didn't. Many of them died at an age just a few years older than many of us are now. Boomers right now are between 59 and 77. Some people fear death. Others fear missing out on something. I'm on that team. There's generally no way to predict when we will reach the end zone. We could be part of the great Hail Mary play, or we could be in the middle of the field when the clock runs out. In my math example, 75 could be 1.3% of your life, or it could be much more, or much less. All that reinforces something I've said before. We should find a balance between planning for the future and living for today. Make the most of each day and pray for another one. My dad was a hardworking, frugal planner. He saved money for a house that he ultimately built himself, resulting in paying it off just a few years after we moved in. He saved money for each car he bought so he could pay for it by check rather than financing it. He saved money for college so that my sister and I never had school loans. He planned his whole life for a great debt-free retirement that he could spend time, not money, on carpentry projects, his favorite highly skilled hobby. Then right about the age I am now, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. As the disease progressed, he delayed his retirement a few extra years so he could save more money for what he now knew would be an expensive future. That horrible disease robbed him of the wonderful retirement he dreamed of. His last few years consisted mostly of eating, sleeping, watching TV, and attempting to comprehend what was going on around him. He was not doing much of that carpentry, sadly. I've spent much of the 22 years since his death trying to understand how a good, caring man who led a positive, by-the-book life could end up losing his dignity and his dream to a disease with no known cause. In recent years, I've almost convinced myself that there's actually a lesson in all of this. Dad spent so much of his life planning for his future that he often forgot to live in his present. The lesson seems to be what I said a minute ago. We should seek a balance between planning for the future and living for today. Try to do some of both. You know, we could live another 20 or 30 years, or we might only live another 20 or 30 minutes. I, for one, don't want to be the kid in the back seat incessantly asking if we're there yet. I am not ready to get there. The journey is more important to me than the destination. How do you feel about all this? Do you live for today? Do you plan for the future? Do you do a little of both? Are you afraid of dying? Do you even think about dying? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Find me online at boomerrandomness.com, on the Boomer Randomness pages on Facebook, and on Twitter at BoomerRandom1. I'm Bernie Lucas. Thanks for dropping by. See you next time.
Learn more about Boomer Life at BoomerRandomness.com. Check us out on the Boomer Randomness Facebook and on Twitter at BoomerRandom1. Okay, Boomer, thanks for listening. And tell everyone you know about Boomer Randomness.